is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
It is 3 p.m. on November 15th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded territories of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or download our radio app either on the Apple Store or Google, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 44 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, SFU News, commentary on the SFU Athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. Now with SFU News, SFU's Fan City Office Community Engaged Research Initiative held a performance lecture from Justine Chamber, SFU Series, former artist in residence at 312 Main, Vancouver, on November 9th as part of the Heart of the City Festival. On November 12th, SFU was among five universities in Tanzania's first climate change consortium for local climate challenges. SFU Urban Studies professor Megan Holden was featured on theconversation.com website for her book that she co-authored with Sandra Brew, Crossing Perspectives, Urban Studies, British Columbia and Canada, where Holden and Brew consulted 23 colleagues on what identifies as urban studies in Canada. The SFU Public Square website published an article from its assistant, Sophia Sokic, titled The Crisis of Misinformation and the Possibility of Prevention. SFU Alumni Association reported that 40 new funds were established due to generous donors this year, which SFU Alumni Association tweeted on November 13th. Multiple events occurred on November 13th. SFU promoted the SFU Safe app for real-time alerts, fast access to emergency contacts, and essential safety resources. Also, SFU School of Business tweeted that it's looking for outstanding candidates for one position in innovation and entrepreneurship. Furthermore, SFU English alumnus Jordan Abel won the Governor General Award for his fiction novel, Empty Spaces. Dr. Bohan Nosik, a professor in SFU Health Sciences, held a seminar at St. Paul's Hospital on comparing buprenorphine with naloxone against methadone for treating opioid disorders using population-wide data. 23 students were selected for the Faculty of Arts and Social Science Dean's Fellowship Program. And General Fusion announced a partnership with SFU Science, the National Sciences and Engineering and Research Council of Canada, where three will work together to develop neutron activation technology, tweeted by SFU Science on November 14th, when David Freeman, an SFU economics professor who studies behavioral economics, also made the scholarly impact of the week. Freeman recently published a paper, Revealed Choice Bracketing, which was co-written with Andrew Ellis from London School of Economics, looks at how biases can impact people's choices when making decisions. Also, two SFU Sciences professors were reappointed as Canada Research Chairs. Biological professor Bernard Crespi as CRC Evolutionary Biology of Human Health and Disease, and Earth Sciences professor Jessica Pilarczyk as CRC in Coastal Hazards. Furthermore, SFU Indigenous Studies held Photo Voice exhibit at Sewell Hall in the Burnaby Main Campus, where pictures and narratives from grandchildren of residential school survivors were featured. SFU English Honor student Emily Ealing Ma's poem, Eat the Bitterness, qualified for the 2024 CBC Poetry Prize list. Three events are on today. SFU Psychology is hosting Social Area Talk featuring Dr. Carmela Bryan discussing organizational shifts in diversity, inclusion, and equity at Helper Center 126 in the Burnaby Main Campus. SFU Poetry Salon will feature English alumnus Saba Pakdo, who will celebrate the launch of her poetry book, Uncomposed, hosted by English professor Jeffrey Nilsson in AQ 1693 at 3:30, also in the Burnaby Main Campus. Later on, SFU's Van City Office of Community Engagement and the Supernatural Ball will be doing a presentation, Beyond the Runway, Ballroom Culture in Fashion and Music at SFU Corp Center for Arts on 149 West Hastings, Vancouver, BC, between 7 and 8:30 tonight.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
First music today is Nat Harvey's New Virginity with Sugar Boy featuring La 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 and Brent Penny. Was Sugar Boy featuring La 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 and Brent Penny from Nat Harvey's New Virginity. Next up is Heaven for Real's Hell Logo Pink. The tune is Love That Moves Faster Than Death.
Thank you.
I would like to comment on the SF Athletics at this time. Six events were on tap for November 9th. Both Red Leafs cross-country teams competed at the NCAA Cross-Country West Region Championships in Billings, Montana, where times were minutes and seconds. First with the men's 10K, where SFU finished 9th with 259 points, led by Scott Arndt, who ran in at 31:28.2 for 28th. Also 28 points, Jose Castro at 31:46.7 for 42, also 42 points, right ahead of Benjamin Schoening at 30:50.1 for 44, also 44 points, Aiden Good at 32:28.4 for 69, also 69 points, and Andrew Thompson at 32:38.3 for 76, also 76 points. To round out the Red Leafs scoring with 259 points for 9th, where top 5 runners in each school were counted towards the team standings. Chico State won the men's 10K with 40 points, as its Mario Giannini won the individual crown at 30:25.53 at the NCAA Cross Country West Championships in Billings, Montana. Now to its women's 6K, where SFU finished 9th with 236 points. Led by Rachel Watkins, who ran in at 21:10.1 for 10th, also 10 points. Veronica D at 22:11.3 for 40, also 39 points. Selin Tastemir at 22:15.7 for 45, 44 points. Charlotte Prangley at 22:45.7 for 71, 70 points. And Milena Kalish at 22:49.1 for 74, 73 points to round out the Red Leafs scoring with 236 points for 9th, where top 5 runners in each school were counted towards the team standings. Chico State also won the women's 6K with 36 points, but Alaska Fairbanks' Rosie Forum won the individual crown at 19:52.6, only ahead of teammate Kendall Kramer at 20:06.8 at the NCAA Cross Country West Region Championships in Billings, Montana. Later on, the SFU women's volleyball swept the host Montana State Billings in 3 straight sets at Alterowitz Gym in Billings, Montana. The Red Leafs men's soccer visited the St. Martin Saints, where the host received a red card at 48:21. The visitors opened the scoring at 67:59 as Nicholas Pacek scored his first of the season, as his teammate Jordan Thorson saved all 5 shots that he faced, while St. Connor Lystico gave up 1 goal on 3 shots, as SFU shaded St. Martin's 1-0 at St. Field in Lacey, Washington. The Red Leafs women's basketball trounced the visitors Westmont College Warriors 73-49, as SFU was led by Sophia Wysoski with 23, followed by Rachel Lukes with 13, McKenna Gardner with 11, and Merlin Shervey with 10 points at Burnaby's West Gym. The Red Leafs women's soccer hosted the Seattle Pacific Falcons, where both yellow cards were handed to the visitors, whose Mercedes Cullen stopped all 11 SFU shots that she faced, while Red Leaf Kelsey Fisher stopped all 3 shots for a scoreless tie in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. The Red Leafs men's basketball provided a nightcap for November 9th as they fell to the CSU Dominguez Hills Toros 80-74 as part of the West Region crossover, where SFU was led by 3 players with 17 points each, Lance DuPont, Luke Howard, and Irish Kokuya, followed by Tate Christensen with 14 at Carver Gym in Bellingham, Washington. On November 10th, the Red Leafs men's wrestling team competed in the Mike Clock Open at Pacific University Forest Grove campus in Forest Grove, Oregon. I will mention the top 3 results for SFU, where the weight classes were in pounds. In 157, Magnus McCracken toppled Trey Frederick of Clackamas College, who competed as unattached via a 19-2 technical fall. Upended Jeremiah Miller of Umpqua Community College at 120, dominated Chase Dennis of Clackamas Community College 8-1 in a quarterfinal, but was toppled by Chris Hamblin of Oregon State via a 19-2 technical fall in a semifinal. Magnus McCracken recovered to capsize Anton Chacon of Umpqua Community College in a consolation semifinal via a 19-4 technical fall and bested Reggie Raiz of Clackamas Community College, who competed as unattached, 8-5 in the third place match. In 165, Patrick Leather toppled Jacob Inton of Evergreen State College via an 18-3 technical fall, but fell to Sergio Montoya of Oregon State 7-3 in a semifinal. Patrick Leather recovered in a consolation round 4 as he defeated Shaden Carr in a 19-5 major decision, tumbled Joseph Downing of Southwestern Oregon College in a consolation round 5 via a 19-4 technical fall, defeated Jaden Lopez 10-6 in a consolation semifinal, and earned an 8-5 victory over Henry Dillingham of Clackamas Community College in a third-place match. In 174, Peter McCracken upended Anthony Thomas of Umpqua Community College at 120, but fell to Noah Talavera of Southern Oregon at 442. However, Patrick Leather capsized Olajuwon Sobomehin of Clackamas Community College, competing as unattached, via a 23 technical fall in a consolation round 2, upended Bo Maris at 451 in a consolation round 3, overthrew Junior Bojorquez at 243 in a consolation semifinal, and defeated Noah Talavera of Southern Oregon via a medical forfeit in the third place match. In 184, Owen Gusmanson toppled Steve Warren of Umpqua Community College via a 16-0 technical fall, upended Cole Torres at 356, dominated Ethan Miller of Southern Oregon 8-1 in a quarterfinal, but fell to Adrian Chavez Morales of Southern Oregon at 442 in a semifinal. However, Owen Gusmanson recovered to defeat Ben Gomez of Clackamas Community College, competing as unattached, 4-2 in a consolation semifinal, and Ethan Miller of Southern Oregon 6-4 in the third place match. In 285, Sam Pereira overthrew Will Wilsey of Evergreen State College at 249, tumbled Jose Mendoza of Shasta Community College via an 18-3 technical fall, defeated Braden Clayton of Southern Oregon 5-2 in a quarterfinal, defeated Logan Claiborne of Southwestern Oregon Community College via a 16-5 major decision in a semifinal, but lost to Jarawar Dinsa 6-3 in the first place match. On November 11th, which was a Remembrance Day in Canada, the Veterans Day in U.S., Emily Smith of SFU Women's Soccer was named the GNAC Defensive Player of the Week as she led the Red Leafs defense, which haven't yielded a goal in the last three matches. That's last three matches in regular season, where Smith played all 270 minutes as SFU led the Great Northwest Athletic Conference in goals allowed with 12. On November 12th, Emily Smith's teammate Isabella Mussolini won the 2024 GNAC Player of the Year honors, along with Seattle Pacific's forward Taylor Kruger in women's soccer. Three Red Leafs also made the GNAC All-Conference team along with Mussolini, as Emily Smith earned a defensive player and Dariara Lopez won the freshman and goalkeeper Sarah Lowen. Two SFU players also qualify for the GNAC second team all-conference team, forward Kara Scott and midfielder Kate Cartier. On November 13th, the Red Leafs softball signed two players, infielder Alexandra Corshane from Blainville, Quebec, who played for the Team Quebec, and right-handed pitcher Emma Franklin from Oakbank, Manitoba, who last played for the Eastman Wildcats, according to the SFU softball Instagram page. Also, the men's basketball hosted Capilano on November 13th, as the Red Leafs destroyed the Blues 145, where five players scored in double digits for SFU, led by Luke Howard and Lance Dupont with 19 points each, followed by Irish Kokuya with 16, Tate Christensen with 15, Tobe Iziakafor with 10 points at West Gym. Three games were on tap for November 14th. SFU men's soccer hosted Montana State Billings in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. The Red Leafs opened the scoring at 21:58 on Ryan Torreson's third goal of the season, followed by Daniel Hobson's third at 47:01, and capped off by Kian Proctor's second at 84:08. all on Yellow Jacket Fred Ryder, who was shelled for 13 shots as SFU blanked Montana 3-0, as Red Leaf Jordan Thorson stopped all 8 shots faced, with 2 of 3 yellow cards for the Yellow Jackets. Later on, SFU Women's Soccer started in the GNAC Women's Championships against Seattle Pacific at Interbase Stadium in Seattle, Washington. Just a minute, please. I just want to find out which seats they were. Just a minute, please. It won't take too much longer. So, the Red Leafs were the second seed, while the Falcons, the venue hosts, were third. The Red Leafs got on board at 20:39 on a Kiara Scott tally, who scored a second goal at 76:34, both on Falcon Mercedes Cullen, who yielded 2 goals on 4 shots, as SFU blanked Seattle 2-0, as Red Leafs Sarah Lowen stopped all 7 Falcon shots to advance to the finals. The SFU volleyball capped off last night as they tripled up the visitors, Northwest Nazarene, 3-1 at West Gym. 3 events are on tap today. There have been multiple signings by the Red Leafs volleyball and basketball. Let me look. So, the volleyball team added 4 high school standouts for the next season. Brooklyn Robinson from Victoria, BC, who stands at 183 centimeters or 6 feet. Is from Spectrum Community School with the club Momentum. Kiona Savage from Courtney, BC, is a middle blocker. So Brooklyn Robinson is the opposite, is an opposite player. Kiona Savage from Courtney, BC, middle blocker, height 6 feet, 183 centimeters, attends Mark R. Isfield School, and competes for the Wave Club. Bella Tano, hails from Calgary, Alberta, is a setter, stands at 5 feet 9 inches, or 175 centimeters, attends Western Canada High School, and competes for the Canucks Stuff Club. And now, last not but the least, is Isabella Gansevich of Kitchener, Ontario, is an outside hitter, stands at 6 feet, 183 centimeters, attends Resurrection Catholic, and plays for the Defensa Club. Now to the women's basketball, who also added 4 players. Let me look. So, Alyssa Buwalda is from Calgary Christian School and played for Calgary Basketball Academy. The second is Anushka Kanagasabe, a guard who has played with Fleetwood Park Secondary and competes for Ath Elite Club team. Oceana Paris is a forward who has played for Dynamics CEGP in St. Foy, Quebec, where she was the team captain of the Division 1 CEGP team. And last, not but the least, is Tonya Karpow, who plays wing and forward. She played in Colony High School in Anchorage, Alaska, and won regions in the Cool Island Conference as a freshman. Sophomore, Tonya was on the all-tournament team at the Gator Classic in Las Vegas. She was the MVP of the Alaska Airline Classic Tournament last year and won regions in the Cook Inlet Conference. Welcome to the second half of episode 44 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more on the SFE athletics, independent music, feature on the SFE Red Leafs hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition after the following messages.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Just before I get to the second half, the Red Leafs women's basketball plays Colorado Mines